Today's episode is part one of Inyo County Landmark, Charles Brown. Eastern California has long been a place of famous landmarks. Mount Whitney, Death Valley, the Bristlecone Pine Trees, to name just a few. And though not large in population, El Camino Sierra Country can certainly boast its share of landmark people as well. And one Charles Brown may well top the list of most influential of all Eastern Californians. Born in Georgia in 1883, Brown arrived by train in Tehachapi in 1908. Talk in Tehachapi's hobo camp was about the mining boom happening at Greenwater on the brink of Death Valley. Charlie quickly made his way to the new camp and found work there at the mine. A natural leader, Brown was soon approached by town folks to take on the job of deputy sheriff in the lawless mining camp. Brown accepted, and thus Charles Brown's long career in public service had begun. Brown tackled his new position in law enforcement with gusto. He soon gained the respect of most of the town for his diligence to do right and bring about justice. Brown arrested one particularly obnoxious miner who had been threatening town folk with a gun. Having no cell to hold him in until the sheriff from Independence could arrive to take him to jail, Brown housed the prisoner at his own tent and took away the prisoner's pants and shoes to discourage an escape. Brown awoke the next morning to find the prisoner had vanished, along with Brown's only pair of shoes. Brown was determined to find him, though, and in his stocking feet, soon tracked the errant prisoner down. Brown befriended a prominent Greenwater businessman named R.J. Dad Fairbanks. He not only admired Fairbanks' business acumen, but also noticed that Fairbanks had a beautiful daughter named Stella. The Greenwater boom busted quickly, and out of work, Brown went to work for Dad Fairbanks, partly for the income, and mostly so he could stay close to court Stella. Dad Fairbanks, with the help and hard work of Brown, started the town of Shoshone in southeast Inyo County, first as a station for the Borax Company Railroad and later as a stopover for tourists driving to Death Valley. Fairbanks moved on to create the town of Baker on the LA to Las Vegas highway and left Brown to watch over Shoshone. Brown eventually won the heart and hand of Stella in marriage, and the Browns raised their four children in Shoshone as their successful business continued to grow.